Jazz, 91.9 FM and WCLK.com. Jamal Ahmed with the Soul of Jazz on this Monday afternoon. We just heard sounds coming from the venerable Miss Nina Simone. And she called that one Feeling Good, the Joe Clausel remix. And I guess that's a wonderful kind of lead-in into our interview with a woman I've been following for so many, many years. And she's here talking about this interesting campaign. And I'm really excited to have this conversation because it's a conversation that's been going on for a long time on social media and just at the water cooler all across America. And she's talking about burying the ratchet. We want to welcome Miss Michaela Angela Davis to the Soul Kitchen. How you doing, man?
Thanks for having me. Life is good.
Yes, yes. It's a pleasure and honor to have you.
Rolling into Nina was perfect. That was great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling good and really glad to have this conversation at this time in this city with this community.
Yeah, and I think it's very interesting that you're having this conversation here in Atlanta, because Atlanta is a major hub right now for a lot of reality shows that are all over prime time television and cable. But let's talk about this campaign, because it's called Bury the Ratchet, the Revolutionary Pro-Sisterhood Campaign. What was the impetus for putting together a campaign like this?
Well, I'm an image activist, and what that means is that I really look at the images of women of color, particularly in mainstream media, and what are the narratives that express who we are to each other and to the world. And so when you're interrogating media in this loving way, which I consider myself a loving interrogator, and this is a narrative that has been going on for a long time, that women are catty, and, you know, since the beginning of television, that's been one narrative, that women are catty and they fight. However, the way that it's expressed and illustrated with women of color is much more violent, much more turned up than anywhere else. For instance, you watch the Housewives of Hollywood, they call each other the B word a lot, and they sue, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not throwing glasses and spitting and pulling each other's weaves out. And then we see how what we really want to do with Bury the Ratchet is have a critical, community honest, safe conversation is what the consumption of these images are doing to us, literally to our relationships. How does this connect to bullying? How does it connect to date violence? How does it connect to domestic violence?
Right.
Because what's happening to us for real, is violent. And we are dying because of violence. So it's not just this is gauche entertainment. This is about loving our sisters and wanting us to be happy. And that what's been really interesting once we started, you know, this hashtag started, we were getting all this intel that this isn't just something that's happening in high school and in the hood. It's on college campuses. It's in clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Young women have found violent reactions a normal way of being.
Right.
And tearing each other down as a sport that I think is almost unconscious now. So we really want to, without judgment, really start to talk about what is this doing to us? How can we be happy? And also, how do men, like, how do y'all feel?
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you that because
I wanted to ask you that.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was just thinking this year marks, I went to Morehouse, and it marks 20 years where I bought a speaker by the name of Trisha Rose.
That is my girl.
Who was just
Professor Trisha Rose,
yeah,
that's my girl.
She is like,
girl.
I grew in love with her back then,
yes,
in the 90s. But I bought her to Morehouse, and we had a really interesting conversation, mm-hmm, about misogyny and hip-hop.
Yes.
And this is a 20 years ago, two decades ago, we had this conversation. And now it seems like that conversation is seeping not only in the music, but in other aspects of entertainment, which we never really thought that we would be having this conversation.
Yeah, the target is moving, because I was in that conversation too as one of the founding editors of Vibe magazine, and we were starting to, when the misogyny in hip hop was growing and we were losing the fun, you know, the joy, and we were, mm-hmm, losing the voices. We were losing the Queen Latifahs and the Salt and Peppas and the Moni Loves, and, you know, it's the same kind of crazy chemistry where one thing rises and another thing recedes. And so we become off balance. And so about 7 years ago, I also was spearheading this campaign called Take Back the Music with Essence magazine, and it started at Spelman when the whole Nelly controversy happened.
Exactly. Yes.
We had a very robust, healthy, honest communication about that. So there really is a history of being in Atlanta about talking about these sort of cultural phenomena, because I think because it is also an epicenter of Black thought, of critical thinking, of revolutionary thinking, of civil rights, and all these Black scholars. And I think that's what's so diabolical about Atlanta becoming this hot point, because it's really, there are more Black women scholars in this town than maybe any other. You know, Georgia State and Clark Atlanta and Spelman and you know, all these schools are here. However, if you're a young woman from Atlanta and you go to London and someone asks you where you're from and you say you're from Atlanta, the immediate image of you is someone who is aggressive and ratchet, and
that's because of the images that have been pervaded across the television screen. I want to ask you, because you mentioned that earlier, and I'm so glad you mentioned it, but and if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Michaela Angela Davis, the image activist, talking about this campaign, Bury the Ratchet, the revolutionary pro-sisterhood campaign. Now, you mentioned that these images aren't just simple images on the screen. They actually can permeate into our everyday lives, and they actually turn into some serious things. Talk more about that, because I think sometimes people just see entertainment as entertainment, and some people may think, well, why is it so important to actually create an entire campaign about entertainment?
Well, I think that people outside the community can see it as entertainment. Like, you and I can go see a mobster movie and feel removed from it, because those aren't our people. But these are my sisters, and when we view each other as sisters, as family, we can't remove it and just say that it's entertainment, because we know it's happening everywhere, that violence is happening everywhere. We have violent communities, we have violent schools, and to be clear, this is really about emotional violence. It's not about policing Black girl behavior. It's not saying we can't be loud, we can't be angry, we can't have this, you know, varied humanity and emotionality. I'm not saying that at all. This is not just about being, you know, good church girls that are pious. And this is about being emotionally violent and vicious. And I think that's really why we wanted to build a whole campaign to focus on really the benefits of sisterhood. That's the end goal, is to really talk about and to shine a light on the rewards of respect, respecting ourselves and respecting our sisters, and the benefits of sisterhood. But we had to grab our imagination with this ratchet. You know, this is a hot word in the vernacular right now. Mm-hmm. And so we named the campaign Bury the Ratchet, but what we really want to do is promote sisterhood, because we don't see it. If there are more than two Black women on television, almost invariably they're in conflict. For instance, one of my favorite shows right now is Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And Kerry Washington.
You're not alone.
Right, but she is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Kerry Washington's character has the most power and agency and complexity and the freshest handbags, and she's beautiful, but she's isolated.
Mm-hmm.
When things go down, where are her girls? Where are her friends? Same with Glee. There's one Black girl, you know, you're one magical Black girl. But when we're together, the image is that we're in conflict. And
mm-hmm.
so what we're doing is really trying to look at, what is that doing to us? Like, how are we able to forge relationships if this becomes the norm? And that's what we have found in a lot of these conversations, is that violence is normal. And not it's not an assault to anyone's sensibilities, because they're just so used to seeing it, and that we're identifying with anger rather than connecting as sisters.
Hmm. Well, let me ask you, because it seems like this conversation can also be, people in the kind of upper echelon
mm-hmm.
of the industry. And what I mean by that are the execs that put on these shows, that greenlight these shows. They seem like, it seems like we need to address them as well.
I think everyone's complicit, you know, in having this happen. But what I want to be very clear about is the reason why we're doing this is because I really care about how we're doing as black women, how we're feeling, what is happening to our spirit. I'm much less concerned about the executives. Like, that's on the road, but right now, I feel like we really need to start on the ground. Because even when we were going through the whole hip-hop moment, there was a lot of displacing responsibility on the executive.
Right.
Like, there are like five, you know, white men in suits in offices, you know, bringing us down. What that does is it postpones the healing because it puts it on them, right?
Right, right.
But what's happening is we're the ones that are suffering. We're the ones that are treating each other bad. We're the ones that are in violent relationships or no relationships at all. So before we do that, before we get into conspiracy theories or going to executives, I really want to go to us first.
But don't you think that sometimes when you look at a lot of those shows, a lot of those women are encouraged to act that way?
Oh, absolutely. They're rewarded. And that's part of the diabolical thing, is that they're rewarded. They look beautiful. You know, they have on the greatest shoes and their weaves are amazing. But they're so... they're so unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, particularly when you see the reunion shows and everyone's super glamorous, like looking like old Hollywood or
so
models.
But so distant from each other.
And so miserable.
Yeah.
And so intent on humiliating each other. And, like, it's deeper than just being catty. It's violent. It's emotionally violent. And literally they fight. Like, literally, you know, some of these shows you're not allowed to have glass and metal on the set.
Mm-hmm.
For grown women. And so imagine if you're a young girl and you're seeing these are entrepreneurs, these are doctors' wives, these are preachers' wives, these are journalists. Like, there's no area that seems safe where you're not aggressive and violent.
Right.
And so it becomes really difficult to navigate as a young woman how to be. Like, will I get rewarded for acting this way? And I feel like you look at these women and they're just so desperate for love, but they're settling for attention. And this is the way that you can get attention, right? Is like to act louder, to be more hurt, to be more, you know, broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the questions that I've posed on social media a lot is like, what is so entertaining about black girl pain? Like, what is it about us that is so, that you need to see it over and over and over again in different, you know, different areas, different professions? Like, it's the same pain, but with a different name. And so when do we start to say we need other images? We need to see us being silly and being fun and being girls and being sexy and provocative and interesting, but not necessarily, not at the expense of others.
And not violently
and not
monolithic.
Violent.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have to remind folk that you are celebrating the official Atlanta launch tomorrow.
Yep.
From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. over there at Georgia State at the Student University Center. It's in the Speaker's Auditorium. If people want to find out more information, they can RSVP at buryTheRatchetATL.eventbrite.com, and that'll give them a lot of information on what you're doing. And we encourage you to just keep fighting a good fight, because we know that you're not alone in your struggle. You have some beautiful young ladies in the studio who are supporting this cause as well. And if people just want to find out more information about what you're doing, Michaela Angela Davis, how can they do so?
Well, easy. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Michaela Angela D. And we have a Facebook page. Our conversation series is called Mad Free,
okay,
where we have revolutionary conversations. So we're on Mad Free with Michaela Angela Davis on Facebook.
And I just have to say, that is probably the most clever hashtag I've seen in ages. Bury the Ratchet. That's profound right there. Thank you so much, Michaela.
Thanks for having me.
Always. And you know what? I think I'm going to get out of here, because I just think it's so apropos to play this one. It's a group called Elements of Life, brand new record on Fania. But they have a wonderful tune entitled I'm a Woman, I'm a Queen. I think that's perfect way to get on out of here. How about
that?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michaela Angela Davis.
I'm a queen. Without me, everything, just everything, would come apart at the seams. I'm integral, necessary, vital, intrinsic, and at times, intolerable. Live with it. Because I will repeat it ad nauseam, ad infinitum, everywhere and perpetually.